Aircheckdownloads.com.
Sunday for Sol Connor Reeves, 95.8 Capital FM London. This is London's number one breakfast show. This is Steve Pang at 6:12. Don't forget, if you want to call the show today, this is the only number you need. 0171 484 8958. So you can call me anytime you like, and you can call me anything you like, or fax me 0171 766 958. There's a great story today. Last weekend on the island of Crete, a wedding was called off when the bride-to-be was on a night out with her friends. She decided at the end of the night to take all her friends back to the soon-to-be marital home to show her wedding dress. Unfortunately, when she got there and walked in with her friends, picture the scene in your mind. She found the groom-to-be wearing the wedding dress and locked in a kiss with the best man. Wow!
The Hall of Fame on 95.8. Capital FM. Steve Pank on 95.8. Capital FM. London's number one hit music station.
Dry today, partly cloudy, plenty of sunshine. Mid 70s today, 95.8 Capital FM London. This is Steve Pank, 6:23. The Four Believes, Doobie Brothers, Mariah Carey before that, Texas before that. Latest from RAC, M4 has roadworks between junctions 6 and 9, that's Slough Central and the A308 Maidenhead. One lane only open heading westbound on Kingston Bridge. Watch out for more roadworks on Commercial Road in Limehouse under Lowell Street Bridge. M25, watch out for more works both ways at junction 27. And also watch out for problems once again on the delightful A3. Oh, how we all love those A3 roadworks. Yes, indeed. Yeah, I don't know if you've heard all this hoo-ha about this new video camera with night shot technology, which lets users shoot at night or in total darkness. Well, apparently the reports have been that if you buy this camera and it's used in daylight, the special filter can see through clothing, revealing underwear. And apparently swimsuits almost disappear. Friend of mine bought one of these cameras at weekend. It cost him £1,000. I mean, they're not cheap toys, these things. He's actually one of the guys who worked on the TV show. And all that nonsense about being able to see through people's clothes, believe me, it is hype. Because it's nonsense. You can't see through people's clothes. Although he claims that isn't the reason he bought it.
Yeah.
Anyway, we were all trying it at weekend, and it doesn't see through clothes. Trust me. 6:25. Yeah, coming soon in the show, playing the 95.8 Capital FM Quick Fit Sticker Hit. The new 95.8 Capital FM sticker available from all local Quick Fit dealers. And if you picked up your copy and you sent the back to us, then you could be in with a chance of winning £958.
Coming soon.
Thomas Borkman broke into the apartment of a woman the other day that he'd never met before in his life and super glued his face to the sole of her foot while she slept. Surgeons needed 3 hours to separate them. Aren't there some strange sods in the world?
Steve Pank on the 95.8 Capital FM Breakfast Show.
95.8 Capital FM.
It's the sound of summer.
Only from your
very dishy
vet.
95.8 Capital FM, Tuesday, August 18th, 6:31 right now. How he's got the latest.
The world's going to remember the day a president had to confess. I'm not going to be ready for the millennium bug, or rather the millennium, until the year 2004.
We'll wait for them then.
I think we should. I think we should hold it all off, frankly. That's my view of it. But, you know, what? Do I influence people? Does anybody care what I say? I think for Jamaica's sake, we should put it all off, thank you.
And the weather?
Is like so. Sunny. A bit cloudy later. Maximum highs today, 24.75. It is 6:32.
Right, hang on, Howie. I want you to sell the show. I want you to sell the show. Failure to do a good job is not an option at this
sell
stage.
The show, you
okay,
say.
So wait for the gap. Wait for the gap. Here we go.
Pinky and Cobb till 10.
Go for it.
There is only one Steve Pink.
Keep going then.
On 95.8 Capital FM, number one.
Sell the show, Howie.
Steve Penk is the best definitive radio from the man.
Oh, my God. Capital FM London, this is Steve Pank for breakfast, 6:36. So if you've got a big news story then, if you've got an exclusive news story, what do you do with it? Well, of course, you do always call Howard Hughes first, but you could always call the BBC, of course.
Morning, BBC.
A news desk, please.
The news story that you're giving?
It is, yes.
Right, is it for television or radio?
It's for either, really.
Either. And is it something that's... Sorry, I'm just asking so many questions, but there's more than one news desk. Is it for something that's happening now?
Yes, it happened a few hours ago, yes.
Right, and it's obviously a home story, won't it?
Thank you.
News organiser.
Yes, is that news desk?
It is.
Yes, I've got a story for you, if you're interested.
Go ahead, sir.
Two associates of mine, Jack and Jill, went up the hill near to their home, and there's been a bit of an accident.
Right.
We believe that they actually went up to fetch a pail of water.
Yeah, who is this?
Sorry?
Who is this?
David Mansfield.
Yeah.
Now, once they got there, there was a bit of an accident, and Jack fell down. He sustained some minor head injuries, but unfortunately Jill came tumbling after.
And what's the story?
Now, the thing is that Jill was fit enough to help Jack mend his head with some nearby vinegar and brown paper, effective in the short term, I'll let you believe. So you're not interested, then? You found another home. Happy music. I know you're not alone. Fairly dry today, partly cloudy, plenty of sunshine. 70s today. It's 18 minutes to 7. 95.8 Capital FM London, this is Steve Pank. David Bowie has lost £500,000 on the sale of his Beverly Hills home because his wife has got terrible taste. Her idea of interior decoration is so ghastly, nobody wanted to buy the £1 million house. But then that rapper Heavy D offered half the asking price and Bowie bit his hand off. He's lost £500,000 on the house. Eric Cantona's back at Old Trafford tonight. He leads a Europe 11 against United at Old Trafford tonight to raise funds for the Munich air disaster survivors. New report today says many small firms are facing bankruptcy because of a dramatic rise in unpaid bills. Also, in America, a company in Massachusetts claims to be able to recycle dirty nappies into paper products. You know, there are some things that are just not meant to be recycled, don't you think? And in Mexico, a man has been convicted of conning £8,000 out of people by selling them worms he claimed would eat nuclear waste. And who wouldn't believe that? Just unbelievable. Yeah, that's the one thing I love about the Lighthouse family. All their songs sound so different, don't they? 30 minutes to 7, 95.8 Capital FM. This is Pinky Faye. Travel news tell us the M1 southbound vehicle fire is blocking two lanes at Junction 7. That's the M10 turn-off. Continuing roadworks on Mortlake Road likely to cause severe congestion again today between Chalker's Corner and Kew Green. Also M4 roadworks between Junction 6 and 9. Only one lane open heading west on Kingston Bridge. And watch out for more roadworks on Commercial Road in Limehouse under Lowell Street Bridge. And public transport, no reported problems so far. Coming later on this show for the first time, Bum Bongos.
The Quick Fit Sticker Hit on 95.8 Capital FM.
So that's coming later as well. You could win £958 if you've picked up a car sticker from your local Quick Fit. This right here, tell me why. And you've peeled off the back and you've sent the back to us. Stand by your phone. You could be winning very soon.
Come on, check it. Seems like yesterday we used to rock the show.
So if you have a great news story, if you have an exclusive news story, who do you call? Ghostbusters. Well, after calling Howard Hughes first, of course, you could always call the Times.
Morning, Kirsten.
Hello, can I have the news desk, please?
1 minute, please.
Thank you.
Newsdesk.
Oh, hello. I've got a story to give you.
Yeah.
Do you get money for it?
Well, it depends on what it is.
Right, perhaps I can give you the details then. My name's Dick Hickory at the dock. Just to let you know that there was one or two small mechanical problems.
Yeah.
When the mouse actually ran up the clock.
Sorry, what's this all about?
Well, what happened next was that the clock struck one, causing the mouse to actually run down again. And my name's Dick Hickory at the dock.
Yes, that's very kind of you to let us know about that.
Thank you. I'd get to the scene pretty quick if I was you.
Yeah, we will. Yeah, bye.
All right, how much do I get for that?
Nothing, I'm afraid.
Thank you.
Okay, bye.
Yeah, there are some scary people in the world, aren't there? Apparently in Spain, a man was arrested 2 days ago after police spotted him riding on a bike down a busy motorway, completely naked, with a chicken taped to his head. Excellent. You haven't been drinking, have you, sir? Oh, not at all, officer. Spare a thought for a lady in America who's in the news today. Apparently she now spends most of her time wearing a snorkel and an air tank because she's become allergic to her husband. Apparently he became a fisherman 2 years ago and the smell of him made his wife cough and sneeze for days. So she started to wear her own air supply so she can be near him more. How romantic is that? Come on, love. Grab your snorkel and air supply. I'm taking you out.
And the music. Feel like
AirCheckDownloads.com.